For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, it's not technically theater, it's television, but it's all about theater. It's great performances tonight on our sister station, WNED-TV, public broadcasting at its finest.
It's Chita Rivera, A Lot of Living to Do is the name of this segment of great performances. Chita, of course, the original Anita in West Side Story, the original Rosie in Bye Bye Birdie, the original Velma in Chicago. It will be excerpts from a performance she did in New York last winter, and talking about her astonishing career.
But getting back to real on-the-board shows here in Western New York, some things are opening. Joe Hill's Last Will, that opened last night over at the Manny Fried.
And it is the story of a union organizer from a century ago who was framed for a crime he did not commit and executed in order to fight the American labor movement. So this is a one-person show directed by Jeffrey Coyle with John Profeta playing the part.
Well, I remember back in the days when I had long hair and played the guitar, singing, and I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Said I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. Well, it's true. He's still alive.
Still alive, and don't mourn, organize.
Well, there's a play over at Buff State. We can't quite say the whole title on the radio, but I'll say the with the hat.
Well, mother is half the word.
There we go. The mother with the hat.
Great play by Stephen Adley Geerges, who also wrote The Last Days of Judas Iscariot, a great up-and-coming playwright. This was a huge success on Broadway, Tony-nominated play, student production there. I guess the interesting part is the focus on a contemporary playwright. And then, meanwhile, over at Niagara University, a great play by a classic playwright. It's William Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew, which, interestingly, will also be done at Shakespeare in Delaware Park this summer, I guess gearing up for the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death coming up in April.
And at the theater that calls itself by its address, 710 Main, it's a play all about a dog named Sylvia.
Sylvia, Pete Gurney's play, Sylvia, a big hit years ago. It's been revived currently on Broadway as well, interestingly, with Julie White and Matthew Broderick, and the actress who won the Tony last year for You Can't Take It With You, but this production at 710 Main.
Well, let's talk about a couple of musicals. Now, one of them is ongoing as we speak. It's Pageant out at Musical Fair. And one of them is going to close on Sunday. We saw it last night, and that's Matilda. But let's start with Pageant the Musical. One of the reasons I'm interested in this is I've seen choreography by Michael Wallin. I don't think I've ever seen him on the stage.
I don't think he's played a role on stage for about 5 years, but he is, well, was riotously funny as Miss Texas, who is brutally competitive. The conceit is that these beauty pageant contestants are all played by men. They are not supposed to be drag queens. The fiction is that these are real women, but it's so funny.
Musical Fair Theater, it's out there on the Damon College campus, and it's up through December 6th. And just a little tip, if you're going, don't enter off Main Street. There's a little construction. Just go in from the side street off Gettysville. You'll be much happier. As far as getting over to Shays, well, get there any way you can, because Matilda the Musical is only up through Sunday. The last performance will be Sunday at 7. There are a couple of matinees at 2 on Saturday and Sunday. And Anthony, when I went, there were some small girls around who were very much amused, but I imagine the matinee will just be packed with kids.
I would think so. I think, well, it is a show that would be most appreciated by kids. My 13-year-old niece just adored it. I think that younger people who grew up with the book, but if you're, you know, of the age that enjoys a good burp joke, and of course, if it's a beloved childhood memory, mm-hmm. I can remember being mesmerized by Peter Pan and mesmerized by Emile and the Detectives when I was a child, and if you have a subscription and someone to take, try to ask somebody who is 12, and they'll have a wonderful time. Some wonderful broad performances in a show. Well, I tend to just sit through Matilda, endure it stone-faced, but the children about me did seem to be having a wonderful time.
Well, if you know how to get to Shays, you certainly know how to get to the alleyway, because they share an alley. And that's where you go to see Daniel's Husband, a final weekend of a play that will just leave you limp. It is so moving. It's one of those plays, as I've mentioned a million times, that I've been grabbing people by the lapels and saying, you may never have heard of this playwright, Michael McKeever, but you must go to this play.
This is Buffalo United Artists, a play about a same-sex couple and the consequences of not marrying.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.